online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
Police say anyone shielding a man they want to speak to after two women were stabbed to death in the West Midlands are themselves committing an offence. 21-year-old Janbaz Tarin is being hunted after his former partner and her mum were attacked in Solihull yesterday. Sky's Becky Johnson, who's at the scene, says police have also referred themselves to a watchdog.
That is because they say they had previous calls from this family. Now, they won't tell us any more about the nature of what those calls were, but we know that the IOPC is now investigating the role of West Midlands Police in connection with this family prior to this horrific murder.
Some House of Fraser store closures are due to be announced this week, with the potential for hundreds of job losses. New boss Mike Ashley is blaming high rents. The Sports Direct owner has warned time is running out for negotiations to save dozens of the 59 stores. He's previously pledged to save around 47 of them.
KMFM News.
There's a warning: vandals in Maidstone are putting lives at risk by taking life buoys from sites near the River Medway. Last year, the council had to replace 50 life rings, throw ropes and lifelines, which had been damaged or removed. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see one that's been taken off and hooked over a road sign. Councillor Derek Mortimer says he can't understand why people do it.
It's very important for people not to mess around with our life equipment, because it is so important to save people's lives. These items are there to protect people, for your mums, dads, your mates, if they were to slip and fall in the river.
Two men have been arrested on suspicion of trying to rob a petrol station in Swanley. Armed police were called to London Road at the junction of Birchwood Road last night. The 25 and 32-year-olds remain in custody. A Kent farmer reckons we could see further increases in the price of food because of extreme weather. Crops this year have been affected by the beast from the east in the winter and then the exceptionally warm summer. Yesterday, economists warned it's highly likely to bump up household food bills by about £7 a month. Paul Wells is from the Warmstone Growers near Canterbury.
Prices are bumped up because it's all market demands. There's less produce on the market, so the price goes up. Essentially, it's basic economics, supply and demand. The demand is still there, obviously, because people are still eating, but the supply is not as good because yields are lower.
Concerns are growing for a teenage boy who's been missing for almost a week and could be in the Gravesend area. 16-year-old Prajal Gurung disappeared last Tuesday night and also has links to Dartford. You can see his picture at kentonline.co.uk. People are being urged to avoid an area of Belfast city centre where firefighters are dealing with a major blaze at a Primark store. It's not known how the fire started. Black smoke can be seen coming from the roof. A man who bought an historic tower in Kent for £425,000 a year ago is now selling it for £2 million, despite using £3 million of taxpayers' money for restoration. 42-year-old Christian Time, who's a banker, promised to run tours of Hadlow Tower in Tunbridge in exchange for funding from Historic England and the Heritage Lottery Fund. And Lee Ryan doesn't reckon being in blue will give him much of an advantage on Strictly.
We lean. Have you ever, honestly, have you seen a blue concert? We lean. We go to one side, go to the next, bit of a shoulder, wink, and that's about all you get, honestly.
The Chatham-born singer has been speaking at the launch of a new series. He'll be joining the likes of Paralympian Lauren Steadman and Faye from Steps when the show returns next month.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football. And Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho's accused reporters of showing him a lack of respect following last night's 3-0 Premier League defeat to Tottenham. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, they conceded all of the goals in the second half to lose for the second time in their first three top-flight matches. Mourinho felt his team played well despite the result and didn't take kindly to questions suggesting otherwise.
3-0, but also mean three premierships, and I won more premierships alone than the other 19 managers together. Three for me and two for them. Respect, 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 man, respect, respect.
And in tennis, British number one Johanna Konta gets her US Open campaign underway with a tough-looking match this evening. She goes up against sixth seed Caroline Garcia at Flushing Meadows. Andy Murray and Cameron Norrie are the only other Britons through to the second round, following the exits of Carl Edmund and Heather Watson. Elsewhere tonight, Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic meets Hungarian Martin Fucsovics.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.